Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Eric Pincus will join from the Bleacher Report. B-Ball Insider. Talk some NBA basketball. It's a wild night tonight in the association. Tampa evens the series with the Islanders on the ice tonight in the National Hockey League. We'll get you caught up to date tonight with everything that went on. And we'll get you caught up to date with all the overnight numbers as well. But we have to start with Kevin Durant. A lot of good stuff, actually. You know what? Listen, whatever. Kevin Durant's good, all right? He was real good today. Kevin Durant was good. 49 points. He would have had 50, but he missed a late free throw. Something I want to get to, too. There was a video today. So you saw when Jokic got into it the other night, and he got kicked out of the game and all that with Phoenix. And remember, the last week when we saw his brothers, we were like, holy crap, you don't want to mess with these guys. I said, his brothers. Like, Jokic was like a fat, chubby kid and stuff, right? He's never been in great shape. You know, he's an unlikely MVP of the NBA. But great player, obviously. And, you know, he's in better shape now. But you saw his brothers. His brothers are all ripped and stuff. And you don't want to mess with these guys. And, man, there's a video of them. They wanted to run on the court. like, you could tell. And it's funny. So... The Suns and four guy, as tough as he was, yeah, he's not taking out these guys. He's not, and security, like, for their own good. They were like, whoa, hey, chill out, right? Like, they saw that, man, these two might run on the floor right now. And, you know, the way things have been going, everybody running on the floor. But speaking of the Suns and four guy, we said earlier, remember when we were talking about it, we said the Phoenix Suns players, because the Suns organization is not going to hook the guy up, right? You can't, they're not going to make a hero out of a guy that, like, beat the crap out of somebody at a game. Even though, from what we saw, right, he didn't start it. You know, I mean, I don't know what was said, but you could see what happened. It was, you know, smack talking. There's been reports and witnesses. It's all over, you know what I mean? Everyone knew it was there and stuff. Basically said it started off sort of harmlessly. That, like, it wasn't anything personal. It actually was over the series. Like, it was, like, you know what I mean? They went back and forth, and I guess basically Buddy told them before, like, Suns in four and whatever. Like, so nothing, like, it wasn't, like, because you could see the Suns in four guy, his girlfriend was next to him, right? I assume it's his girlfriend. maybe his real girlfriend's going to be upset. But anyways, all kidding aside, there's a girl next to him, right? So I'm just saying,
it wasn't over. Like, you know what I mean? It was on Deadspin, and it's been on, you know, a couple of sites and stuff. Witnesses say that actually it was over like nothing. It actually was just over basketball. Because sometimes things will get personal and whatever, you know what I mean? Oh, you spilt a drink on me, and you know, things can escalate. But it really wasn't. So the Suns and four guys a hero now, though. And I said the Suns players have to hook this guy up. They have to. Like, he has to be, like McAfee was saying, like, yesterday. He's got to be the mascot almost. Him and the Phoenix Gorilla. Oh, yeah, it's level three. We're rolling the late night anger management class. Man, is this show really 180 minutes? Because I got to tell you, when I say it's the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio, we're not playing around, man. We're already in a level three here. We got Eric Pincus going to join us. A lot of drama in Dallas right now. We're going to get into that with Eric Pincus. We're going to talk some NBA basketball with Eric. Crazy night in the association tonight. KD goes off. Could add 50 points tonight, but he missed a free throw late, and I'm glad he did because we ended up getting the push with a total of 222. Suns and four guy. Like, Kevin Durant's a legend. Suns and four guy's a legend. So much so that, you know, we were saying that the Phoenix Sun organization, they're not going to honor the guy, right? I mean, he's a goon in the stands that beat somebody up. So, right, they can't promote that type of behavior. But I was saying the Phoenix Sun players have to love it. Everybody loves this guy. And even people that aren't into violence and stuff are loving this guy because he didn't start it, right? So the Suns and four guys are called hero. And I saw today on Twitter Devin Booker. Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns was on Twitter looking for the guy. Said, if anybody knows who he is, or a Suns and four guy, if you're out there, you know, come at me here. Right? So it's nice to see. That's cool that the Phoenix Sun players, I knew they saw it. Like, right, these kids, they're young dudes, man. Not like, you know what I mean? And some NHL hockey players would have no idea, like, what's Twitter and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I doubt Shea Weber of the Montreal Canadiens have a Twitter account? I doubt it. Carey Price of the Canadiens does have a Twitter account. The guy hasn't tweeted in like 3 years. And I should not, I stand corrected. He tweeted a couple of things, but never him. You know what I mean? Like, he retweeted like a vote for his hometown for like Hockeyville and stuff in a hockey contest once. I think he retweeted a goalie camp once that he was in, you know, Carey Price goalie camp type thing. Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? But NBA players, these guys live online. You know, we all know Kevin Durant's great. Kevin Durant's a great basketball player. He's also a great, he's a great Twitter player too. So, right? So yeah, Devin Booker's looking for your Suns and four guy. And you know, he wants to hook you up. Man, you're going to get some great tickets, Suns and four.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, guy, you're going to have some great tickets. They'll probably hook you up with some jerseys, some pictures with the team. You're a hero, bro. The Suns in four. The way you calmly did it. Suns in four. Boom. Eric Pink is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi. Throwing it down. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's talk some NBA basketball. Eric Pincus joins us. Capologist, writer, instructor at the Bleacher Report, sports biz class, B-Ball Insiders. We have a lot of their contributors on the program, and, of course, NBA TV. Eric, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Of course. Happy to do it.
You know, Eric, I don't know what happened, man. I know when I found out you were coming on the show today, I went to your Twitter, and I swear I was following you already. So don't take it personal if you saw I started following you today. You know, Twitter's weird like that. Sometimes you think you're following people, and you get bounced. But great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. A lot of stuff I want to throw at you. So let me start off in Dallas right now. Normally, when we talk about the Big D and we're talking about drama, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. But is it fair? Would it be a crazy statement to say that is Mark Cuban turning into Jerry Jones under the Dallas Mavericks turning into the Dallas Cowboys, if you know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so. I still think Mark Cuban brings a lot to the game, and you know, he's not a perfect human being, and we have to understand that. And there were some issues with some of his administrative staff in some years back. And then there's a report, I guess, on The Athletic that one of the insiders that he has, a data specialist who's more on the analytics side and has a gambling background, is one of his main advisors. And the story was very salaciously written, and it probably has some truth into it, and that there's maybe a disconnect between that side of the coin and what Luka Doncic wants, and some static and dysfunction in the organization. And I'll just say that, like, that's kind of normal. Like, most teams are somewhat dysfunctional on some level, because I think, you know, unfortunately, people are in general. You know what I mean? It's like, let's be honest. You know, how many organizations, and like, you look at the team that wins and you say, well, they're the most functional because they won. And that seems to be true in the moment, but it doesn't last. And so I think that if you look at most owners of teams, there are competing factions within those organizations for the owner's ear, because it's really not the general manager who makes the decision, or the president of basketball operations. It's really the owner. And some owners are in the background and don't really, as long as the basketball department has an explanation and a reasoning, then they're pretty much just going to rubber stamp it. But that's not Mark Cuban, and it's never been Mark Cuban. And he's very active in what he does, and he runs his team, at least from the basketball operations perspective. And so, yeah, there's going to be voices in his ear. And I would say, by and large, like, that team has been well run for the most part as far as basketball. They won the championship with Dirk, and it took you're gonna fall after you lose a superstar like Dirk. That's what happens, and didn't take long for them to get their next superstar. And I do think they'll improve over time. I think the big question for those who are Dallas fans is, will Luka stay in this next extension when he's up for his rookie scale extension? The answer is going to be yes. He's going to get a supermax. So if there's any drama, we're talking 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road. So what we read today may be true, but I don't think it's significant yet.
Eric Pincus with us. And, you know, Eric, I'm not buying the Luka stuff. I think Luka's fine. I don't think Luka has a major problem. But I wonder, is Mark Cuban too big of a star? Is it a problem? Is it a problem? Like, it's one thing with Ballmer. You know, Ballmer's cheering and stuff, but he never really talks, right? He's not at the forefront. He's just sort of there. But, like, I wonder if, like, Cuban rubs other players the wrong way. You know, saying that Russell Westbrook basically years ago sucks, right? Well, you know what? The guy's racked up MVPs and you know, the most triple-doubles ever. Calling out Draymond Green. Does it turn players off? Because I look, you know, I see in other sports, oftentimes, Eric, and you're a capologist, guys, so you know this better than anyone, guys want to play in Florida. Guys want to play in Texas, right, due to the tax situation. Do guys want to play, like, are players saying, oh, man, I want to play for Cuba and I want to play for the Dallas Mavericks? I don't see that, Eric.
Well, okay, so yeah, you're definitely right that there's some elements of tax advantage in playing in Texas, playing in Florida, Memphis, et cetera. But that in and of itself, like, you don't see players flocking to Memphis, which is a smaller market. you know, but the issue with Cuban, like, he's on TV, he's got Shark Tank, he's always been outspoken. I think he led a lot of some of the reforms in the NBA on how they, really their transparency on officiating, and I think it's improved a lot. And some people say, oh, the instant replays are slowing down the game, et cetera. But I think by and large, if you look at where refereeing is now and where it was maybe when Cuban got there, I think it's gotten better. And a big part of that was his loud voice. So I don't think it's necessarily a negative, but I do think there's some level that it might turn off some players. But I think, you know, bigger picture, like here's an example, like the Lakers had cap room for 2-4 years and couldn't get anyone to sign. Is that because no one wanted to play for the Lakers?
Yeah.
No, it's just that at that time, it was at the end of Kobe's career. He was the star and was finishing up. And, you know, unfortunately the last few years weren't great for him as far as the Achilles. And obviously we miss him now that he's gone. But the Lakers couldn't really draw anyone, and then he retired, and it still took some time until finally LeBron came, and then AD came. And so you look at where the Mavericks were, and like at the end of Dirk's career, it's not really a great destination, and then you know it's going to be a few years of rebuilding. Now is the test, because they've got some money this summer.
Yeah.
Like, what happens to the Clippers? They lose. If they lose this series, maybe they win, but let's say they lose, and let's say Kawhi Leonard opts out. Does he look around and say, okay, this is a dead end? And maybe not. Maybe he stays, but what if he leaves? And if he leaves, and he looks at Dallas, and like, if you can play with Luka and have a ball create, you know, a creator like that and a scorer like that, and that's a team that needs a really good defender who can also carry a scoring load, that would be more of a test. I'm really curious to see what happens with the Mavericks, and I don't think we have concrete answers yet.
I think Luka would love that, considering he's lost to Kawhi 2 years in a row. Right?
So, yeah, seriously.
He would like that a lot. Let me ask you, Eric, before a conversation with Eric Pincus. Let's be real. It's not working out with Porzingis. And I do buy in. We're not in the room, right? So I never like speculating that stuff. Because I have been in rooms before, and I'm always fascinated by what the public perception is. I'm like, wow, these guys can't be more way off of what's going on in the room, right? So I never want to be that guy. But let's be real, Eric. There's been friction with Porzingis, right? I mean, he stopped following him on Instagram. You know what I mean? Around the trade deadline, whatever happens, happens. And you know, it seems like a couple of times, like when they're about to give up on him or everybody gives up on Porzingis, he has these flashes. Hey, look, he's putting up 18 a game. He's putting up 20 a game. And he has these flashes, but it always seems to revert back. And do you buy into the reports that Porzingis, you know, doesn't feel like he fits? It's a Luka team. I don't think he has anything to bitch about, because, you know, I don't think he's played well enough to bitch. But if you're Dallas, you're not going to win with him, in my opinion. Like, do you expect Porzingis to be on the Dallas Mavericks next year?
Well, they'll have cap room, and if they could get a third player that fits that. I personally think Porzingis is he's an injury risk. I don't know if his body type is long for the NBA, and that's just going by history. You guys that big tend to have leg issues. I mean, like Yao Ming had a great career, but it was cut short. And like Shaq was sort of Shaq was different because he wasn't like that long, lanky body. He was built like a 6'7", 6'8" player. Like, but I'm not talking like a Kevin Durant. Rant, lanky, or, you know, you start to think Sean Bradley and, you know, guys who are just so long. Porzingis is closer to that. And I just, he's a special player in that he can hit the outside shot. He's so tall, but I'm concerned. I think they put their money, and by money, I'm meaning, you know, the big contract, but also trading away a couple of firsts to pick him up from New York. I just think they chose the wrong guy. But again, they didn't know what Luka was going to be, how quickly it was going to be. I do think they'll look and see if there's a market. And I do think that there will be like teams like Charlotte. I could see I think there are teams that would be interested, maybe not like your tier one teams, but you just need to get a good return. And I do think the Mavericks have some shuffling around. I think a big question is what do you do with Tim Hardaway Jr., who, when he was on, he showed what that team can be. Like, you can't beat the Mavericks offense when you have a third guy, like, scoring, like, you know, 18, 22, 24 points a game. When Hardaway's hitting, the combination of Doncic and Porzingis and everything else, the defenders, that works. But I don't think Hardaway's consistent enough.
Yeah, they need
and
to
so
do it
just,
more consistently.
Right. And if you brought in, like, another star who filled in that role more steadily, then maybe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Work with Porzingis. But I do think they're going to look and see what's out there for them.
Oh, they're dangerous. All right, Bowen with Eric Pincus on the other side. Like, I think the man's about to continue. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Rage Late Night continues, and no, this is not the Dallas Mavericks post-game show. whatever is going on, I know, guys, we spent a lot of time talking about the Dallas Mavericks, but they are a fascinating team, and it's a fascinating offseason coming up. But before we get into your thoughts on the NBA playoffs themselves, as we're in conversation with Eric Pincus right now, I'm a Toronto Raptor fan. And, you know, and it's funny because we were talking about Porzingis, and you said, you know, you can't blame Dallas. They didn't know he was going to be this injury prone. And let's be real. You know, Kristaps Porzingis was sought after by a lot of general managers, including, I know, Masai Ujiri has always liked him. I don't know if he still feels the same way. The Raptors season was kind of a weird one, playing in Tampa this year. They never really replaced, you know, Ibaka left, Gasol is gone. You know, I don't need to go over the roster moves with you, but talk to me about the Raptors moving forward, coming into this free agency. They should have some room to work with, right? I mean, Van Fleet got paid. Van Fleet's been paid. Siakam got paid. OG got some money, but other than that, like, what's the Raptors? What's the Raptors cap looking like? What's your take on the Raptors this offseason?
Well, they're in a really interesting position as well. They're one of those key teams to keep an eye on because they have some money. They have to make a decision on what I think the core decision is. Do they replace Kyle Lowry? Do they keep Kyle Lowry? Or do they just say Fred VanVleet and they've got a young guy, Malachi Flynn, you're the second guard. But what they've run the last 2-3 years it's been a two guard front where they're both kind of point guards. VanVleet's been more of the off guard, but he can certainly play point. And so if you have those two guards, is that like the model of what they want to do moving forward? Do they need to go replace Kyle Lowry? And then you start talking, well, what free agents are out there? Maybe Dennis Schroeder, maybe make a run at Lonzo Ball. Like we could debate that. Or they can go in a different path. And if they go in a different path, you put in Fred at the point. You re-sign Gary Trent, who I think they'll re-sign anyway. But start Gary Trent with OG and Siakam at the power forward, and then put that cap space that they have, be it through trade or free agency, into a center. And that's where you could start to talk maybe trade for a Porzingis or go and sign, I don't know, an Andre Drummond. Or if you maybe you don't like him, there are other centers out there.
Well, Collins in Atlanta. He's a free agent, right?
Yeah, but he's restricted, and that's the challenge. I think if we had had this conversation before Nate McMillan took over and they were struggling, I might have said, yeah, I think the Hawks might not keep Collins, but I think now that they've had this kind of success, I do think that they're going to reinvest
they could make a run. Like, the thing about chasing someone like Lonzo is maybe the Pelicans aren't as willing to invest, whereas I think the Hawks are more willing. You know, Jared Allen is another good center, but same issue. He's a restricted free agent. Lauri Markkanen, he's kind of similar to Porzingis, I would say, in that he's more of an offensive player, more similar kind of game. He's really like a power forward playing center, but is too big to play power forward. So, but he's not he's someone that is restricted, but I'm not 100% convinced that Chicago keeps him. A few other guys would be Rashawn Holmes is a, he's someone who is with Sacramento, and there's a limit to how much they can pay him. So I do think he's going to leave Sacramento, and he's just like a low maintenance, going to block shots, play hard. He'll get you maybe a double-digit points, 12 points a game or something like that. He's not going to overwhelm you, but he's just solid and wouldn't be as expensive. So, you know, that's the question. Do you put your money into a big, or do you just say, okay, let's stick with role-playing bigs and let's go out there and chase a point guard? So that's really, I think, the crux of what they need to decide. You've got, you know, Chris Paul, I think, is probably sticking in Phoenix. Lowry's the decision. Conley probably stays in Utah. These are free agents. Schroeder, there's a reasonable chance he leaves LA, and they tried to trade for him at the deadline. So maybe Schroeder is the guy they chase. Spencer Dinwiddie is coming off of an injury. He probably leaves Brooklyn. There's a restricted kid, Devontae Graham, who's a good shooter. You have role players like Alex Caruso or TJ McConnell. You go from like stars to role players really fast. There's not a ton of free agents.
Exactly.
You know, but there's also not a ton of teams with money. There's some teams with money, and Toronto's one of them. And so one last thing is that maybe they can do a sign-and-trade with Kyle Lowry, which would, instead of the Raptors going under the cap, maybe try to make a deal with a team like the Heat and trade Lowry over that direction. And, you know, there are other ways, and Masai and Bobby Webster, they're creative, and I think they'll look to find a way to improve this team. But, you know, like, they're never going to be bad because they've got a lot of money invested in really solid players, but they may not be elite right now. So there's no tanking with this team. They're not going to be a bottom five team to get, like, a top pick. So I don't think they're going to go that direction. I think they've got to find a way to improve this squad.
That's why it's, you know, I'm sort of excited that they actually have potentially the seventh pick, you know what I mean, in the draft this year. And maybe, you know, Davion Mitchell if Kyle Lowry isn't there. So you mentioned Chris Paul. Eric Pincus with us for a couple of more minutes, and great stuff talking hoops with you. It's amazing, isn't it, that Chris Paul, he's always been sort of known as a villain, hasn't he? Like, he's never really been a fan favorite. Players in the league have never really liked him. They like him repping them and making money for them because they know he's a bulldog and, like, he's a pit bull, right? Like, you know what I mean? Look, when he went back to L.A., there was no love lost. You know, he didn't get along with Harden. He's an intense dude.
Right.
He's almost turned into that underdog where people are kind of pulling for him right now. And some people sort of wondered and, you know, scratched their head and said, wow, Chris Paul to Phoenix? This guy's right now in the bubble. They got a young team, and they're going to bring this guy in? And here he is right now. What a floor general. And, dear God, I mean, Chris Paul's never been known as a sheer scorer. The guy's dropping 37 points a game as a 36-year-old. What the hell's going on, Eric?
Well, I covered Chris with the Clippers, and I don't want to say he. I mean, I don't want to speak ill of him at all. He was never necessarily warm and fuzzy, you know, like a cuddly. Blake Griffin would come and he would joke around with us, and like DeAndre Jordan was hysterical, you know, just a lot of fun. And Chris was always business, and that's okay because this is a business, and he takes the business side of it very seriously. And without Chris, we probably have lockouts. He's been leading the union. Very successfully with Michelle Roberts, with Adam Silver on the NBA side, and we've had good compromises. And we could sit here and complain about things that aren't perfect because that's just not reality. We don't live in a perfect world. But by and large, I think Chris has done well, and I think the players respect him a ton for that. But, yeah, he's very competitive, and he's tough. He's a bulldog. That's a good way to put it. I pull more for people than I do teams. Having done this for a couple of decades, you get to know people. And I'm looking at what he's done and how many times he's gotten hurt at the worst time, or a teammate got hurt at the worst time, there was a play with the Clippers where he had a terrible turnover that was just like a rookie-level turnover against the Thunder at a key moment, and that swung the series when they had a game on lock. All he had to do was just catch the ball and get fouled, hit some free throws, and he turns it over. So this is, he got past LeBron. LeBron's the biggest obstacle in the league for everybody. And whatever, you know, whatever conference he's in, LeBron is the biggest obstacle because his team always goes to the finals. So you got through it. So I think Chris sees that. I think he sees, you know, he got through the injury, had the shoulder stinger, and I'm pulling for him. I want, you know, the Suns are a great underdog story because they shouldn't be this good. I have great respect for Monty Williams. He's a true adult, and that's not to belittle others, but he brings a gravitas and an understanding of people and tragedy that he's gone through, great tragedy, and has emerged from it and carried forward and shown like how you can carry on. And so I want the Suns to have success because of the people that I know there, and because of, you know, Monty and Chris. But obviously, if you're a fan obviously Denver's out now, but you're a fan of Utah, fan of the Clippers, a fan of anybody in the East, you're not a fan right now. Anyone who's active, you're not a fan of Chris Paul and the Suns. But I do think they're a great story, and I would not be upset if they ended up pulling it out.
Listen, Eric, we just got 2 minutes. So on the way out here, you mentioned you've covered the Clippers before. The Clippers are a fascinating team in that they look like they could win the championship at times, and other times they look like they could get into a brawl with each other and that they're all going to walk, you know what I mean? I get the feeling that, you know, like they're always on the edge, like they're on the edge of greatness and they're on the edge of disaster all the time, aren't they? Like they walk this tightrope all the time. As you mentioned, who knows? I mean, with Kawhi, I think he stays, but I don't know. Uncle Dennis is more erratic than an NBA referee is. You never know what Uncle Dennis is plotting right now. So we got about a minute and a half here. If I got to ask you, who wins this series, man, Utah or the Clippers?
Well, I now that Donovan Mitchell's not quite 100% and Mike Conley hasn't made an appearance, it's starting to swing the Clippers' way just out of health. And that's been the story across the board this year with the rush season. It's just who can stay healthy. And unfortunately for the Jazz, it just doesn't look like they've got the bodies. And you know, at full strength, I still pick the Clippers to win the series, but I do think the Jazz, I mean, this is a very even series. Either team could climb through this one, but I'll just give the edge to the Clippers just out of health. But they seem to be about as good as Reggie Jackson is as a shooter. Like Reggie has been a marginal shooter his entire career, and suddenly he's lighting it up. And in the games he's lighting it up, they're going to win those games by and large. And then you know, Marcus Morris is not the most consistent player, but when he gets going, so they need that additional help. Paul George, obviously, in the bubble had real issues getting through it just mentally, and I respect that. It was a very difficult time, and it's still, you know, we're still trying to get through a difficult world. So I think there's a lot of doubt around Paul George that people have, and perhaps rightfully so. This is an opportunity for him to push through that. And Kawhi is Kawhi. He's elite. But he can't do it by himself. He needs the rest of his team to come through. And we've seen when pressed, they have, right? Like they got through. But then last year they got the second round as well. So, you know, we don't have any more information than we had last year. If they finish this series out, yeah, then okay, we can rewrite it. But if they fall apart again, then they're just repeating what they did last year, and we'll know this in a few days. But right now, we're just I'm just as curious as everyone else. Are the Clippers for real, or are they just another figment of our imagination like they were last year?
The jury is still out, Eric. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Really enjoyed it.
All right, anytime. Hey, thanks for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Great stuff with Eric Pincus. I'd like to get Eric on again. You know, just talking about Mark Cuban quickly, a lot of stuff I want to get to here. We'll get to the overnight soccer picks, too. Tricky card tomorrow in the Euros. But like any other owner, really, any other owner would like be called out. But Mark Cuban doesn't. Like I said, I don't think it's a stretch. Like if you look, who has more drama and stuff? Like the Dallas Cowboys or Dallas Mavericks? People like to manufacture stuff about the Cowboys, right? Like, yeah, the Cowboys will have a player or two to get arrested for something stupid every now and then, but really, whatever. Like, and another thing is, Jerry Jones, unlike Mark Cuban, Jerry Jones has done a great job drafting and stuff. Like, Jerry Jones isn't the big problem that people make him out to be. You know what is crazy with Jerry Jones? Like, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, like, roster, you look at their draft picks and stuff, like, they're actually good. Like, they make good picks. They draft good players, right? But the problem with the Dallas Cowboys is their coaching. Like, for whatever reason, man, like, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, they're smart, and they draft good players, and then whatever, they have horrible coaches. Like, and they insist on having a horrible coach. They insist on it. Not just have, like, no, we want a bad coach. Like, so it's like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? If you want to win a Super Bowl, Jerry, you're going to have to get an egomaniac coach, all right? Like, any good coach is going to sort of be, like, you know, his own guy and an egomaniac. It's as simple as that. And you want to win or not? Just, like, you figure if you're Jerry, you would just sort of say, like, sit down with your son over a drink, you know, and you're sitting in the mansion and go, listen, son, you know. Both you and I know that this is going to be a pain in the ass right now to deal with this guy because, you know, we're not used to this, essentially, but let's hire Urban Meyer or let's hire, you know, this guy or that guy, right? Let's bring in Lincoln Riley. You know, yeah, but he wants to hire his own staff and, you know what I mean? Yeah, but no, it's a non-star. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. Like, at some point, Jerry, you've done a great job. Like, dude, you already run the team. You run the league, essentially, Jerry. You run the league. You do a great job with the Cowboys. You do a great job marketing the NFL. You do a great job, like, behind the scenes promoting the NFL. And you do everything right. So, like, why do you must insist on, like, this coaching stuff, right? Like, why don't you just let it go and, like, you'll win. You'll win. Last time you had an egomaniac as a coach, you won 2 Super Bowls with him and Jerry Johnson. Then you won with Barry Switzer. But, you know, I'm just saying as far as, like, the Mavericks are concerned. Now, I don't know. Like, Mark Cuban calls the story an athletic garbage and stuff. But I'm just saying if you look back and there's, like, people talk about, like, Mark Cuban in the NBA. Like, listen, it's March 2017. This is from MavsMoneyBall.com, who, like, they're looking at, like, the reality of the situation with the Mavericks. March 17th, Mark Cuban says that Russell Westbrook is neither a superstar nor the NBA's most valuable player. Westbrook won the MVP award 3 months later. That's 2017. Westbrook still putting up triple-doubles. Right? So you figure the thing is, why is he commenting on players on another team? April 2016. Mark Cuban says that Russell Westbrook and Draymond Green are not superstars. Bro, worry about the players on the Mavericks. Like, but the thing is, here it is. So, he says that Russell Westbrook and Draymond Green aren't superstars. Then the next year, Mark Cuban says Russell Westbrook's not a star player and shouldn't be the MVP.
won the MVP. Kevin Durant then calls Mark Cuban an idiot. The thing is, like, you see in the NBA, these guys are thin-skinned, and they're all buddies. Like I'm saying, they don't like you. They don't want to play for you. Like, think about it, guys. Like, who would want to play with Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks? You play with Luka Doncic, Dallas Mavericks, hot chicks in Dallas. You know what I mean? No tax. You make a ton of money. You get to go to Cowboy games. Like, you live the high life. You know what I mean? You're on a good team. Do you see people lining up, I want to be a Dallas Maverick? You know, like, there's something to this. Like, if you start, like, that's the thing with me with him is, like, he rips players too much on other teams, and then they're not going to want to sign with you. Like, if they don't like you. Here's December 2018. We're speaking about Luka Doncic's basketball. European players learn how to play basketball. AAU players learn how to taunt and put together mixtapes. Comment rankled many in the NBA community at the time, the report says. You know, like, you know, these are type of things. Here it is, October 2020. Cuban states that LeBron James didn't have high basketball IQ with Eaton Thomas on a podcast. It's like, really, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you've won one title, Mark. You're a rich dude. I like Mark Cuban. It's not a personal attack on Mark Cuban, but my whole point is this is getting this sort of Jerry Jones. Like, you're more involved than Jerry Jones. Like, I don't see Jerry Jones pissing players off in the NFL all over the place. You know, like, I get it. You want to do interviews and whatever. For the record, I spoke to Mark Cuban once, and you remember he was part of one of these football leagues. And I got ambushed by my co-hosts. It was on Drive This years ago. And I used to join, like, this show in the last 30 minutes of the show, and then I'd have my show on after. And I did this big thing about how, like, this new, like, that USFL or United States Football League, the United States League, whatever the hell it was called. Jim Fossil was the coach, may he rest in peace. Remember one of those leagues. I was like, this thing won't last 3 weeks. I said, this league, really? Like, you know, and Mark Cuban was one of the owners. And I went on a big rant about how the league wouldn't work. And then my co-host, nice guys, Amethyst, my co-host, replayed my rant while they had Mark Cuban on. And then I'm sitting there. And Mark Cuban said, who said that? Who is that guy? And it was me. And he goes, what the hell do you know about business anyways? So that's why on the air, Matthias, I was on Sirius. And I said to Mark Cuban, I said, Mark, I love you. I said, I have a lot of respect for you. And I said, I love broadcast.com that you started. Like, I said, I'm not dissing you. I just said, I don't think this league has a hope in hell. And he goes, well, one of us is a multimillionaire and one of, you know, you're a talk show host. That league lasted a month, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like his predictions here, Russell Westbrook, it's like, maybe Russell Westbrook will look good on your team, bro. You know what I mean? Like, but he's not going to play for you. And when you've been saying for his entire career, he's not a superstar. He's not a star, right? Like, the guy just set the all-time record for damn triple-doubles in the history of the NBA, Cuban. Like, why do you want to piss him off? Like, so you think, well, I don't never want him on my team or whatever. Westbrook has buddies in the league. And they're going to think, why does he say this stuff about you? Right? Why is he talking about Draymond Green? Right? Why is he talking? What he insinuated, basically? And let's be real. AAU guys. What does that mean? European guys, AAU guys, Matthias. Like, let's just read between the lines. What do you mean by that? Right? We know what he meant by that. Trust me, NBA players think they know what he meant by that. I guarantee you, they know. They think, like, oh yeah, we get the dog whistle. We hear it. We hear what you're saying. Here's Lamar Odom claiming that Mark Cuban kicked him once. Like, I'm just stating, like, Jerry Jones, damn it, you know what I mean? Like, all these stories, right? Right. You know, February 18, Sports Illustrated, devastating story about a culture of sexual harassment and domestic violence charges in the Mavericks offense. Cuban claims ignorance and claims he didn't know. Right? Like, so I'm just stating, like I said, I'm not coming to Cuban. I'm just comparing him to Jerry Jones in Dallas. Like, you want to talk about drama and stuff. It ain't the Cowboys. It's the Dallas Mavericks. All right, I think I made my point. And listen, I think the Mavericks are close. I think the Mavericks are close. I also think they need to trade Porzingis. Listen, Luka Doncic is amazing, man. This kid is one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. He's a great basketball player. He's already, like, one of the best players ever. Like, honestly. Like, you watch this kid play, you're like, oh, my God. Like, this guy is like a maestro. Like, he's unbelievable. But he can't win by himself. He can't win by himself. And you ain't going to win with Tim Hardaway Jr., all right? Hell, we couldn't beat Louisville with Tim Hardaway Jr. You going to win the NBA championship? Sorry, Hardaway Jr. I'm coming at everyone now, Matthias, huh?
Yeah, you're going to slow your roll, man.
You think he's a number two guy? He's not even Chris Middleton. He's not even as good as Chris Middleton. He's not even as good as Chris Middleton, and Middleton ain't a number two guy. All right, so let's be real. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're the Mavericks, Mark Cuban, stop screwing around. Stop screwing around and get Lucas some players. Otherwise, this kid is going to get pissed off eventually. Right? Like, you've got another run in him. You've got the contract extension in him. But, you know what I mean? That's what? So you're going to get another 3-4 years out of this. You better make it work, bro. Otherwise, it's Mike Trout. And, you know, I think Luka likes Cuban. I think Luka likes Dallas. I don't think there's a Luka problem. I think there's a roster problem. And not to mention, they don't even have any first-round picks because they traded them all to the Knicks for Porzingis still. Like, they get ripped off in deals all the time. They, you know, look at the Mavericks. They sign bad contracts. They do bad trades. Like, you know what I mean? You got Luka Doncic, and everything else is a disaster. What do you like in the soccer tomorrow, Matthias?
I like Russia at -150. I like the over 2.5 in Switzerland, Italy. And I like the draw in Wales and Turkey.
And these are some tough games tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I can't believe I like a draw, but you know what? When I see +190 Wales and +160 Turkey, yeah, that just smells like a draw to me.
Oh, for the record, Matthias, I just put a bet in actually on the Euro Cup future here. It's added to a little bit. Like what I saw from France today. If they can win in Germany, and no one's beating them, bro. And the number's just going to drop every couple of, like, minutes type thing. It already is. So, basically, listen to this. I bet $223. It pays $1,000.59. It's not bad. That 223 made it 1,000. You know what I mean? So, now I got a dime on France. And, I'm considering doing it again, actually. Why not get, like, two dimes in on this? Man, think about that. $223. Returns $1,000.59 for France to win the tournament. I like
France. It is looking good, Gabe. France is looking very strong from top to bottom. You know, I think England and Belgium also look pretty good. Portugal looks pretty good.
I know.
You know, those four teams right there, you know, balance in the back and balance in the front.
Yeah, but they got to play each other, right? Everyone's going to knock each other out. So it's not like France have to beat everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? Everyone wants this France versus Belgium final, right? Like, not everybody, but obviously people in England don't. People in Spain don't. People in Germany don't. But Finland and Russia, I just don't think that Russia, like, should be this big of favorites or that Finland are paying a lot. But the problem is, look at Finland. They played in Copenhagen over the weekend. They had the prolonged wait, the drama of everything that happened. And now you're going to St. Petersburg, Russia. You want to talk about road trips, guys. Talking about road trips. Like, this ain't the Memphis Grizzlies playing in Memphis one night in San Francisco two nights later. This is like, really? We're in Copenhagen, Denmark on Saturday. The dude nearly died. And now we're going to Russia. A bunch of pissed off Russians. Who look terrible. Turkey didn't even have a shot on net, did they, against Italy? No. I didn't even have a shot on goal. Bring it.
It's your luck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Damn, what a quick show tonight. So, yeah, let's get you caught up to date with the numbers right now. We got some early morning soccer. It's a difficult board tomorrow. Italy is the main match tomorrow. Italy and Switzerland. So let's get into the lines here. We got Finland and Russia. Listen, man, I know Matthias is all high on the Russians here. And I don't know. Like, it's not easy. You know, like I said, it's very draining. You played in Copenhagen on Saturday. Now you're in St. Petersburg, Russia. Not easy. Not easy. But I don't think Russia are that good. I know that they played against Belgium, so no one's really going to look good against Belgium. Belgium are elite, and Russia are not. But Russia have offensive scoring issues, and they're sloppy on their own end. Like, other than that, they're great. So, like, right? But they can be good, and it's in Russia. And Finland already got points. So Finland could be playing for the draw here. I'm going with my gut. Give me Finland plus a goal, man. Give me Finland plus a goal. Give me Finland plus a goal in the under. Turkey and Wales. What's the over-under here in this Russia game? Like, what are the odds here? Over-under 2.5. It is currently, all right, it's minus 170 to the under 2.5. So give me Finland plus one and under 2.5. I don't think Wales and Turkey are going to be a high-scoring game. Like I said, Turkey didn't even have a shot on goal, even though Italy are good. And I want to get quickly to Italy. You know, Italy have 8 straight clean sheets. Something to keep her eye. You think Switzerland are going to score in Italy tomorrow, Matthias? Like I said, 8 straight matches, they haven't given up a goal.
No, yeah, I think Switzerland does get a goal tomorrow against Italy. You know, Switzerland has a lot of identity in the front. They have Shaqiri. They have some good strikers. They like to attack. I think they get at least a goal.
That's the big debate. Will both teams score, Italy and Switzerland? So the total 198 over under 2.5 is 198 in Turkey and Wales. It's a little pricey, but I don't think they're going to score 3 goals in this match. That's a tough one. I think Turkey are a little overrated too. This could be a draw. I think that's going to be a draw. Italy and Switzerland. Italia, the Azzurri win. Let's say 1-0, clean sheet. Bring it. Under.
You're listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.